Hello, everybody. The author is in a continuous discussion of being NEAT, N-E-A-T, which is an acronym for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And it is that the people who are NEAT, who keep being active throughout their day, actually could burn more calories than someone who is stagnant, sits at a desk all day, and then goes to the gym at the end or even in the middle or beginning of that day. And it's just this idea that being NEAT, it doesn't require a lot of investment and time or even a structured exercise program. It just requires a little creativity and thinking while you go throughout your day. And he says that, for example, Yeshua Baruch or Kolo student, Kolo Avrach, will not only be doing his spiritual and physical exercise simultaneously if he keeps up this being neat throughout the day, he could end up being in better physical shape than someone of a comparable age who sits at a desk all day and goes to the gym. Like we said before, he just gives you a real life example. And then he says, you know, different ideas that have come out lately. So one is the treadmill desk, which in theory is good. People could work out and keep going while they work. He said, however, that in 1 year, treadmill accidents accounted for over 24,000 hospital visits, room visits in America. So it may not be the best idea. He said, a better idea would be a bicycle desk. A model where it actually produces sufficient energy to power a computer, that would be really ideal. He said, if you can't do that, again, still, even if you're at your desk, you're standing, you're trying to struggle while you move, that's being active. And he says, I'll just read this because it's interesting. He said, he bought his adjustable height extender at a carpenter shop by the Amir Shiva for $80, and then he paid another $16 for a cut to size a formicode slab that serves as a removable desktop. He said for less than $100, he now has an attractive and comfortable standard desk that he could use while he learns and he writes and he types. He's just giving this example to say it doesn't cost a lot. It could cost you very, very little to be neat, to be active, to take better care of our bodies. It takes some creativity, that for sure, but it's not beyond us. And you guys, you know, with that idea that there were so many technical advances today, but a lot of these devices actually end up weakening us physically because we're not being as active as we could. So we have to try to think what we could do. You should try to walk as much as you can. If you can, you take the stairs instead of the escalator. I said, you know, if you're trying to pace around the room while you talk on the phone, as I'm doing, if you're waiting in line, don't just stand there, move around. You know, he said, pretty much he says, try to be restless, try to be fidget, and try to shuckle. Because all of these are neat solutions. So our goal is to be as active as you can, as frequently as you can, and don't let our pace of our day and our normal routine hold us back. Have a great day.